Well, it's PM at 5 PM, but first, a Christmas treat.
Gold and Silver Productions present Christmas Crime Away. Christmas Crime Away. Elspeth, are you up there? What's going on? What you doing? You're packing. It's Christmas.
Well, Michael.
Where are we going?
This is our first Christmas together for years. I thought we'd celebrate. Don't you remember? We're going to stay at the Larches Country House Hotel for Christmas. I told you all about it and you looked at the brochure.
Yeah, but you never told me we're bringing Jenkins with us. What you doing that for? And anyway, turn that awful racket off. I can't stand it.
But it's so Christmassy. There, is that better?
Cool, yeah.
And if you remember, I explained. Poor Roy will be all alone for Christmas. His boyfriend's gotten back to Australia. So I thought it was just a kindness to bring him with us.
So what time are we setting off?
As soon as Roy arrives, we'll get going. They serve an excellent dinner at the hotel, apparently, and I don't want to miss that.
So, Mr. and Mrs. Plonk and Mr. Jenkins, just sign the forms here and I'll show you to your room.
Rooms, I hope you meant.
Yeah. We don't want to all be in one room. That's stupid.
Sorry, that's my mistake then. I'll just go and get another key. Don't worry, we've got enough rooms.
Oh, Michael, do you think you'll be able to manage the bags? He seems very decrepit.
Cool, Elspeth, you're looking posh tonight.
Thank you, Michael.
Blimey, I've forgotten about that necklace. It's really, really good, isn't it? Looks like it's real.
Yes, I wanted us to look smart enough for this posh hotel on Christmas Eve. Hello, sir. I hope I haven't kept you waiting.
No, it's all right. Blimey, don't we all look posh, us in our DJs and all that?
Oh, you ready to place your orders, sir?
Coo, that was a jolly good blowout. Well done, Elspeth. I think you chose the right place here.
Yes, and have you noticed, Michael? This place is full of famous people. I'm sure that's Nancy Nixon at that table.
Who's Nancy Nixon? Sounds like something to do with politics.
No, sir. She's a famous film star from the 1950s.
Well, I don't know who that other lady is with her, but I know who that posh one is over there. That's a big businesswoman. What's her name? Lacey Green. Blimey. That's her coming here, same as us.
Yes, and that man, isn't that Aston Eyre, her assistant? I think I've seen them on The Apprentice.
What, that week when the other people couldn't do it?
Well, sir, I don't know who that little old lady is, but I can tell a lounge lizard when I see one, and that man who's speaking to her is certainly one of those.
Oh, well, at least we don't have to worry about that stuff, because we're off duty, don't forget. Anyway, Jenkins, I think it's time I went to bed. I want to hang out my stocking and see if Father Christmas has found where I am. So, nighty-night.
I think I'll come up now as well, actually, sir.
Good morning, old Lackenby. What's all this commotion down here, then? Isn't it breakfast time yet?
Michael, there you are. I wondered where on earth you've been.
Sorry, sir. There's been a bit of commotion here. Somebody's died in the night, I'm afraid to tell you. And we got the police in.
Blimey, who's died?
Good morning, sir. Unfortunately, it's Mr. Evelyn Crabtree. It's the one I called a lounge lizard last night.
Anyway, sir, you mustn't leave until the policeman's spoken to you. He's going to interview everybody later today.
So now you're saying none of you three saw anything, and you all went to bed straight after dinner. Is that right?
Yeah, that's it, really. We just went straight to bed, never knew anything till the morning, and then we found out he was dead. We never even spoke to him.
Although I did think he looked like a suspicious character, so I wasn't totally surprised.
Oh, Roy, you always think people are suspicious, but I suppose that's just your job.
So what's your job that makes you so suspicious, Mr. Jenkins, eh?
Well, Inspector Plonk and I are police officers.
Oh, right then. So obviously you never had anything to do with this. Right, it looks like an open and shut case to me, just an accident. So I'm going to go and write up me notes.
Oh, Inspector Horndine, I wonder if I could have a word. I think if we could get everybody together in the library, I could help you solve this mystery.
Now then, who are you, me lover?
My name is Hazel Grove, and I have some experience in this, although I'm only a little old lady.
Yeah, let's hear what she's got to say.
Thank you, everyone, for coming. Now, everybody here has a reason to have killed Evelyn Crabtree. Hush! You remind me of the Clumock Women's Institute. Let me explain. We'll start with Lacey Green.
Come in, Mr. Crabtree. Take a seat. I haven't got very long.
Don't worry. It won't take more than a moment or two to talk to you about this little matter.
Go ahead, then. You have 2 minutes.
It's just that I thought it might be useful to you if the world didn't know about your gambling addiction. After all, the CEO of a major company should be above these sorts of things.
How did you find out? Oh, no, it doesn't matter. Just go.
Before I leave, I'd just like to point out that my silence can be assured for a certain amount every month. Let's say 20,000.
So you see, Miss Green had a very good motive. But she wasn't the only one, was she, Aston Eyre?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Ah, Mr. Aston Eyre, how nice to meet you at last at this delightful cocktail party.
I
wanted a little word about how you are defrauding your boss.
Utter poppycock, sir.
That may be so, but I think you can guarantee my silence in the matter if you pay me a little, shall we say, allowance every month. How about 20,000?
Or perhaps it was our fading film star. After all, Nancy Nixon, nobody goes on forever in Hollywood.
Why, I'm still the belle of the ball.
Perhaps not anymore.
Now, Nancy, I think you know that really our affair has come to the end of its life. You're getting a little bit old for me now.
Don't you say such things to me. I swear I'll kill you.
But what about you, Ebba Lindquist? You are Nancy's body double and good friend. And also, you're in love with her, aren't you?
That's simply not true.
And you were so worried about poor Nancy. You went to see Mr. Crabtree.
Mr. Crabtree, I don't care for you at all, but you have made Nancy very unhappy. I would plead with you to get back together with her.
You can plead all you like, but I've found a younger model now.
I think I will murder you.
And of course there's old Lackenby. You're not as innocent as you seem, are you?
What are you talking about? I haven't ever done anything wrong in my life.
Are you sure about that? I think Mr. Crabtree disagreed.
Oh, hello, Mr. Lakenby. I wondered if we could have a little chat.
Well, I'm busy right now doing the dishes.
Well, perhaps while the dishwasher is running, we could have a little talk about the Inland Revenue.
What about the Inland Revenue?
Well, let's put it this way. You get a lot of tips at this very nice hotel, and I don't think you've been declaring them. However, I won't say anything if you don't, as long as you pay me perhaps a little retainer. How about 20,000 a month?
Of course, we haven't talked about what I would consider to be the prime suspects. Mr. Plonk and Mr. Jenkins. Be honest. You're lovers, aren't you?
What?
And Mr. Plonk, you're only together with Mrs. Plonk because she is fabulously wealthy. Oh, Michael, I saw that necklace last night.
What are you talking about? You're completely bonkers.
Yes, that's the most ludicrous thing I've heard.
But is it?
So, Mr. Plonk, unless you want me to tell your dear wife that you're having an affair with your colleague, Mr. Jenkins, then I think you'll just have to find me a little bit of pocket money every month. You can afford it. A mere 20,000.
You wouldn't dare. You can't tell her. I won't let you. I'll kill you.
No, Mike, don't do it. He's not worth it. I'll find that 20,000. Don't you worry. Well, Miss Hazel Grove, you've put some good stories there. And me, I'm going to arrest Mr. Plonk and Mr. Jenkins. They obviously did it. Come here while I put the handcuffs on you.
Oh, I'm glad to have been of some help, Inspector.
Now, hold on there. You seem to have forgotten that I'm Sergeant Jenkins, and this is Inspector Plonk. And I think that we'll find there's a different story if we look into this carefully. Won't we, Miss Hazel Grove?
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, don't you? We'll see.
Now, Miss Grove, I just want to talk to you about why. Why do you enjoy accusing people of crimes they haven't committed? I'm really interested in finding the answer to that.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Of course you do. You enjoy it, don't you? This is what it is. You're the centre of attention. Everybody's looking at that dear little old lady who's so clever. If they realised that the people you accused hadn't done the crime, then it's quite a different story, isn't it? What happened to those people? It's not so bad now they haven't got hanging, is it? But in the old days, it was your word against theirs. It would be a shame for that to come out, wouldn't it?
Let me assure you, it won't come out. And in the meantime, would you like a glass of my excellent blackcurrant wine?
Well, I never. I wouldn't have guessed her for a million years. And there's so much investigating to do.
That's as maybe, sir, but she's getting away.
Quick! Grab her!
You won't get me.
Well, I've got your Zimmer frame, so you're not going anywhere. Michael?
Coo, Elspeth, you made an arrest. Blimey.
So, Michael, why do you have to go to work today? It is Christmas Day.
I told you, Elspeth. Inspector Hornby needs some help. Anyway, Jenkins will keep you company.
Oh, good grief.
That was Christmas Crime Away. Inspector Plonk was played by Barbara Kay. Sergeant Jenkins was played by Barbara Kay. Elspeth Plonk was played by Barbara Kay. Old Lakenby was played by Barbara Kay. Inspector Horndean, Barbara Kay. Miss Hazel Grove, Barbara Kay. Lacey Green was played by Barbara Kay. Aston Eyre was played by Barbara Kay. Nancy Nixon, Barbara Kay. Edward Lindquist was played by Barbara Kay. Christmas Crime Away was directed by Barbara Kay. It was a Gold and Silver production.
And you'll be able to hear another episode at the same time next year.